Yeah, the one thing I do remember very clear was when I was lying wounded. I was already quite gone, and I could not move. For example, I could not even speak. And this must have been around an hour and a half late after I was shot. We were lying there with my commanding officer. He was at my side, all right? And we had been talking a little, and he had been giving me instructions and things. And but eventually I realized that something was happening. People was coming into the side. They were lifting him up. So I realized that the house, the resistance had given up in the house. And eventually he never made it even to the hospital. He died on the way to the hospital. But this was happening very, very close to me, all right? 2 meters or something from me. I have a vision of that, even though I was having already tunnel vision. That is quite, that restricts very much of your view. But there this face appears in front of me, all right? And this is a foreign face, and it didn't took me a lot of time to realize this was a Royal Marine. And the guy is coming closer to me. He kneels at my side. And he puts his hand in his parka. And I remember very clearly thinking, there comes a knife. He's going to finish you. There was nothing I could have done. I had not even breath to speak, not to say to cry for help or something. So as he does that, he disappears from our focus. And I feel that he does something, but I never realized what. After that, people who were at the very site were telling me that what he actually did was he took my arm and he injected me morphine. And then he just smeared his fingers with the blood that was in my chest and draw an M on my forehead in order to advertise that I had been given already morphine. You know, if you get that twice, you probably fly away. So that is something I remember very much, very clearly.